Good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Tes Sivan, Tavshin Ein Gimel, May 28th, 2013. We're holding here in Simon Tav Samach Ches Sif Gimel. Tav Samach Ches Sif Gimel. These are the halachas of malacha that we should not be doing on Erev Pesach. In English edition, page 228, and the Dershu edition is page 152. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Gimel, Koidim chatzois, makam shenogu lasois malacha oisin. Makam shenogu shloi lasois, ein oisin. Before chatzois, until now in Sif Aleph and Beis, we've been discussing not to do malacha after chatzois, after midday on Erev Pesach. And we gave one reason for the prohibition of doing malacha on Erev Pesach after chatzois. One reason which we gave was because the Korban Pesach was brought after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, and the day one brings a carbon is the day of a Yontif. Now, in Sif Gimel, we're discussing Koidim Chatzos, before midday, before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, there were different mekoimas, different places that had different minhagim. And the Mechaber tells us that a makom, a place, Shinagu Lasos Malacha, just reading the words again, a place that they had a custom to do Malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, they would do the Malacha. And Makom Shenago Shaloi La'asoyis Einayis, in a place that they would not do Malacha. Hagah says Rama Uli Didon Makom Shenago Shaloi La'asoyis. The Rama says by us it's a Makom Shenago Shaloi La'asoyis, not to do Malacha. The Dafka Malachas Gemurayis Avashar Malachas Afilu Minigleka. Which Malacha we say not to do? That's Malachas Gemurayis, which we saw in Sebeis, such as sowing. Business to profit and building things, which we'll see more in Sif Hey as well. Let's see the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud. The Mishnah Brura says, "Makom shenagu v'afilu b'schar," and even if you would get paid for this, it's not a problem. V'Sif Hey yuvayir Sif Ze ayn shom b'mechaber v'rama. So Sif Hey will complement and explain Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel here, the Mishnah Brura is just writing a few lines, and we'll see in a few minutes more of an elaboration on that. The truth is, Sif Hey will wait for tomorrow. As you see, Sif Dalet is quite large. Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Shaloi Lasis Malacha, if the minute was not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach, when would they start, when would this prohibition begin from? Hainu Meinetz HaChamu Olamayla. From when sunrise, the neitzachama, the rays of the sun, would start in the morning. But the whole night before is permissible. We know in Jewish day, the Jewish day starts from the night before. So one might think this prohibition begins the night before. Kamash Milan, no, we're saying the prohibition only begins, the minig would only begin from that day. Va'afilu b'neihem achareyem atzoiv kol adoiris. This is very important now. Ein rishoyin lasos mishum al titur shtoris emecha. Can the next generations, can they deviate and change? My parents did not do malacha on the Erev Pesach after Chatzos, before Chatzos. What about me? Can I change from what my parents did? So we have over here, Ein rishoyin lasos. You cannot deviate. Mishum al titosh teres yimecha. Do not deviate from the Torah of your mother. Which means if you have a minug, we have to be careful to make sure it's not so simple to just switch around and do what you want. Yes? Va'afilo hatarah ein mayol bazeh. How about to do hatar sandarim? There's a certain minug of a certain thing. Now, in this regard, Hatar Sandarim would not help. So sometimes it might help, sometimes it will not help. One has to ask by Gebrox. Can you eat Gebrox if your parents did or didn't, or you want to change? So does one, how strong is a certain minhag that one wants to, let's say, deviate or change from? Yes. Sif Katan Yud Beis. Now the Ramah says, Uli Didon Makim Shenagu Shaloi Lasos. The Mishnah Brura says, we have the minhag Shaloi Lasos, that we do not, that's 14 in English, rather 12, that we do not do malacha. Now, it's important to see what he brings here from the Levush and the Shari Achroinim in Sif Katan Yud Beis. She'ein ze muskum. This is not agreed upon. The Ramah says that we do not do melacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. The Mishneh Berurah brings from the Achrayim and says, no, that's not, as Shmuel, as he pointed out, it's not how we custom ourselves. Ki yesh habi mekoyma shenoyegin lasois ad Chatzos. Many places they have the minhag to do melacha until Chatzos. V'alkein tolei kolecha lefi minhag. You see the key word there? Mekoymai. Everything is dependent upon the minhag of the makom. So it's interesting because in number 16 of the Dereshu, it brings from the, what's the minhag in Yerushalayim? What's the minhag in Yerushalayim? Do they do malach before Chatzos on Erev Pesach? Do they not do malach before Chatzos? So the Pri Chodesh brings down that the minhag was not to do malacha before Chatzos. So we wouldn't do malacha the whole entire Erev Pesach. That's what the Pri Chodesh brings down was the minhag in Yerushalayim. However, Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says, he says, Shaloi Shemanu Shnagu Kein. He says, I've never heard of such a minhag like this. So he's asking questions on the Pri Chodesh, who came many years earlier than him. I never heard of such a minhag. And he says, even if there was such a minhag like this, it would only apply to this confined areas of what was really the real Yerushalayim, not, let's say, the Har Nof or the other areas of what the real old Eir Atika, maybe where Moshe used to live. I don't know if that's what was incorporated with that. Now, which malachas are forbidden? Sifkot Yud Gimel, Davka malachas gemurais, kanal b'sif beis b'hagah b'l'achah chatzos. The malachas that one would refrain from would be like the writing, the working when he doesn't need to work, the laundering, and all these other type of malachas which we discussed last week in Sif Beis. Let's continue now with Sif Dalid in the Mechaber. The topic of discussion here in Sif Dalid is as follows. What happens if in the town where you come from, they have one minhag? Let's say they don't do malacha beforehand. And you go to a town that does, or vice versa. What do you do now? Do you do like them? Because that's where you are. Or do you do according to your minhag? Right? We're saying your minhag is very important. So what do you do? Says the Mechaber, ha'hoylich mimakam she'oysin, l'makam she'ein oysin. A person who goes from a town, she'oysin malacha, they do malacha, l'makam she'ein oysin, to a community where they do not do malacha. Loy yase b'yishu b'mnei ha'machloikis. He should not do malacha because we don't want machloikis. If in this community, that's not the minhag, we have to have respect for this community and not do malacha in their town. Even though in my community where I came from, we did do malacha. Aval oisahu b'midbar, but he could do it b'midbar, meaning outside of the community. We'll have to clarify what the malachas we're talking about are. It's a long mechaber, so I want to break here and see the Mishneh Berurah before we continue. On the previous page, first the Mishneh Berurah will give a nice introduction. I always enjoy these introductions from the Mishneh Berurah. In Sif Kodin Yedalid, that's number 14, he tells us as follows. Kloloi shel Sif ze lefidas ha-magi magin Avram v'kam ha-farshim shechlitu k'moysoi la'alacha hukein. The general rule of this Sif, which is basically a quote from the Rambam, is as follows. This is according to the opinion of Magin Avram and other Achrayim. Kishodam hoylech mi'iroi le'ir acheres. And a person leaves his city, and he goes to a different city. U'be'iroi, in his city, nagu lahakil be'izidavar. In his city, they were lenient in a certain minhag. Now I want to point that out. They were lenient in a minhag, not in a halacha. We'll see later on in the Mishneh Berurah, later on, where we're not discussing a question of a derabbanon, of not doing a certain actual iser. We're talking about minhagim here. So in his city, nagu lahakal be'izidavar. U'be'ir sheba, ba machmir mazeh. But in the city which he's coming into, they're more strict. Im ein daito lishtakeya be'ir hazois. If his intention is not to stay there in that new city, he's just passing through, he's visiting. Bismidus, einuchal olav chumrei makom ze miikar hadin. From the letter of the law, he does not have to accept upon himself the minhagim and the dinim of that city where he went into. V'yachol lenag lahakil kiminag mekoymai b'tzina b'soich beisai. Key words: he's permitted to continue his minhagim which are more lenient, betzina, privately. Don't do b'far hesia, don't do it in public, cause machlekes. Aval b'far hesia means in public, ein loy lahakim b'nei machlekes, he should not be lenient because of machlekes. People will see, you know, in our community, we act one, we were more machmir. What are you doing like this? How could you do? And before you know it, if he starts acting like this, more lenient, and then someone else, they break the whole minhag of the makam. You can't do things like that. It's machlekes that's going to start up here. This that he's permitted to do, kimin hogoy, like his minhag, is only if he'll do it privately, and people in that city where he is in now, of that place, will not know what he's doing. He's permitted to do it privately. Achein, however, bedvarim she'i ashola soyson kolkach betzina, it's things that he cannot do really privately. For example, kimoy malacha, different acts of work. Ein loy lasoys af betzina besoycheir, he should not do it privately, even inside of this new city which he's in. Ela yetzei lasada chutz l'tchum ha'ir, but he should go out to the field outside of the boundaries of the city. V'sham yuchol lahakel k'minag mekoymai, and over there he could be lenient, k'minag mekoymai, he could be lenient like they were where he came from. Now, uvedaitoy lishtakeya, what happens if his intention is to come from another city, but he's going to stay there? Let's give an example. A person goes for maybe to Florida for many months. So even though he's in Philadelphia for X amount of months, but he's there for 6-8 months also, every year on a regular basis. So maybe he should take those men hug him in that place while he's there for those 8 months. Or maybe he wants to settle down there now. Then he says, Chol alav minog hamokoim tekef kishibol letchum ha'ir. If a person's intention is to dwell there, is to stay there, then immediately, as soon as he moves there, it's not like he has to wait 30 days to become settled with to know where all the good stores are, or the food restaurants and everything. As soon as he moves there, he takes them and hug him right away. What happens if he wants to maybe go out of the city limits and be lenient like he used to be lenient from the town he came from, there menhagim? He's not allowed to. Yes. He says, Chal alav minhag hamakom tekef kishibol l'tchum ha'ir, v'afilum yirtza achakach, lotzeis chutz l'tchuma yishol ha'ir, lohakil k'minhagoy ein rishoy. Why? Why is he not permitted to be lenient? Shekevar chal alav minhag makom zeh, because immediately this minhag of the makom of the new town is applicable to him, kevan shebol l'kan l'gboye mekoymai, because he came here to dwell here. This is his new home. V'chein hu adin im minog mekoyme lahachmir. So too, if the minog makom is to be machmir, v'holoch l'makom shemekilin, and he went to a place where they are lenient. So he starts off from a place where they are machmir, and then he goes to a place where they are meku, where they are lenient. Tole gam kein bezet, same halacha supply, same customs. Dim daitu l'shtakei hasham, because if now his intention is to dwell there in this new place, Nifka mimenu chumres makom shiyotze misham, mishabal lemakom hechadosh shemutuloy lahakil kiminag oisei makom. The previous place was more machmer. I just give an example. I'm not saying this halacha lemaisa. I give an example. He came from a place they have the custom of waiting only an hour between milchiks and fleishiks. Came from, I don't know, Holland. Right? I think it's an hour over there. Amsterdam. Right? And then he moves here to New York. And let's say most people wait 6 hours, just for example. So now he's from lenient to more machmir. He'd have to keep the 6 hours in this example of a case. What happens if his intention is not to dwell in this new place? Then he can still keep those minhagim of the place where he left from. Then he cannot be lenient like this new place where he moved to. Ein loy lisroyis b'fnei anshe b'oysoi makom sheyakiru bo yishein amnayko k'mayim. He should make sure that whatever he does, he should not publicly announce, I'm not doing what you're doing. Why? Mipnei machloikis. Machloikis is very nice when you learn in Gemara. That's when you have machloikis. You're learning what's going on in the pshat machloikis, abayin and rava. But we don't want to cause machloikis. Ela yachmir betzino, he should be machmir to privately to himself, he should be machmir v'atu nevar b'pratis. Now, the Mishneh Berurah will explain in detail the sif in front of us, sif dalet. Once again, I'm just reading the words in the Mechaber on top, just to get the flow, and then we'll come back to the Mishneh Berurah. The Mechaber said again, "Ha'hoylech mimakom she'oisin lemakom she'in oisin." A person goes from a town, she'oisin, that they would do malacha, lemakom she'in oisin, to a town that they did not do malacha. What should he do? Lo yaseh yishuv b'nei machlekes, he should not do in the yishuv, in the town, because of machlekes. Says the Mishneh Berurah, sif katan tes vav, on the bottom of the page, the previous page, in some editions. Lo yaseh, he should not do. Umayri, we're talking about a case, kishedaitoi lachzor lemekoymoi, where his intention is to go back, like we saw in the introduction, to the town he came from. Because if his intention is not to go back, then even in the Midbar, meaning out of the city limits, it will still be forbidden to do that, his practice. Be Yishuv, Shal Yisrael, in a Jewish community, when do the Minhagim begin of that new community? So when you go to, when the borders, when the halacha borders start, the tchum, the borders, then we say, now it's these halachas kick in, these minhagim. Aval, hu oise b'midbar, but he can do it b'midbar, sifkotin yud ches, yud zayin rather, b'bnei machlaikis, v'afilu b'tzino, and even privately, the malacha iyev shalasas kokach b'tzino shalo yizvadeya. Malacha, it's not so possible that people won't know that you're doing malacha, and then people will know about it, and you should avoid it because of machleika. Sifkat in yudches, but midbar, it's a loyma. Bizdei ha'ir chutz l'tchum. And the midbar means in the fields of the city, outside of the boundaries of the city. You know, you say now entering the borough of this town. Whatever halachically that would be considered, you have to do it outside. She'ein anshe ha'yishim etzuyin sham. Why? Very simple, people are not there. Now, nowadays, you'll ask me a question. You have Google Earth and Google Maps, so you can see everybody everywhere. Okay, I'm not serious. Kevin Shedait Lavzil Amokam Arishan Shemekilin Sham. Since your intention is to go back to the place where you came from, you can still keep your customs outside of the city. Now we continue back on top by the Mechaber. And the Mechaber tells us, Vahahoylech Mimokoim She'ein Oisin. What does this mean? A person leaves, a hoylech, he left, they did not do malacha on the Erev Pesach here, to a place where they did do malacha. What should he do? Lo yaseh. He should not do malacha. He gets chumras on both ends. The chumras, the strict level of where he left from, that they did not do malacha. The chumri makam shaholach lisham, and the chumras of the place that he went to. Vafa pichein lo yisra b'fneim shubatam b'nei israel li'oil ma'ishan adam b'nei machlekes. However, he should not show them that if, let's say, they were not doing malacha, lo yisra b'fneim shubatam, that he's not doing malacha. Why? A person should not, if everyone's standing, sit. Excuse me, stand. Good, pay attention. Okay, good. Okay, if everyone's sitting, you sit also. I mean, we have to know when this applies and when it does not apply. But that's important also to know when these rules apply. Now, let's see the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Yotes. Lo Yaseh. This, that he should take the chumras of the place he left from, and should not deviate, This is also talking about a case when his intention is to go back to his home. Therefore, the halachas of where the minhagim, where he left from, still apply. But if his intention is to move to a new town, he does not have to be machmer like the town where he left from. And he can be lenient like the town that he went to now. And he also takes the chumras of the place where he went to, even though his intention is to go back to the town where he came from. Why should he also take the new chumras as well? Mipnei hamachloikis. The canal b'reish asif, as we said earlier, we want to avoid conflict. Sif kon chafalaf, afal pichein lo yisroya, he should not show that he's deviating. Koya heichi denois in the law of chumri hamokim shiyotza misham. This is referring to a case where he accustoms himself to the chumras of the place shiyotza misham, from he left. Lo yisroya, he should not show to other people that he's not doing malacha. Now, if a person is just not doing malacha, and one can say he has nothing to do, so there's not going to be a machloikis. In other words, your neighbor is doing something what's called the malacha, and you're not doing malacha. If you have nothing to do, it's not like you have to be busy. You know, can I help you cut your hedges? If there's nothing for you to do, they're not going to say that you're deviating from the minhag. Not a problem. We're going to stop here for today and finish tomorrow by Sif Katan Chaf Beis.